does genuine love look like? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're asking that question with a few stories in mind. Yemen is in the spotlight with major humanitarian needs, but also potential for gospel change. And later, a ministry partner shares a word on restoring broken relationships and ending poverty. But for starters, let's take a look at Yemen, which is caught in a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran that threatens to destabilize the entire region. The fighting has created a man-made food crisis that threatens two-thirds of the population. And it's against this backdrop that the Body of Christ operates. In a country known for its persecution of Christians, why would anyone even consider the message of the gospel? Because it's a contrast to the violence of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor explains.
A lot of them look at the example that's being given of Islam by their leaders and say, that's not for me, even though it's a dreadful situation that many of these people are living in. The horror of the situation has meant that the sense of inquiry, the sense of desire for something more has led them to Jesus.
The remnant church is a beautiful picture of light in the darkness, and we're in it together.
Remembering our brothers and sisters in prayer is something that is hugely important to them, and means that we're doing advocacy to the highest level. So pray for them to keep going.
Then stay engaged. Praying is an investment, and so is sharing the stories.
When there are these conflicts, these situations which just seem to go on for years, we can get fatigued of hearing about it. We can get fatigued of thinking about the horrors of it all and want to not know. We need to be avoiding that situation where we don't want to know.
And very rarely do we think of missionaries as warriors on the front line of a spiritual battle. But that reality couldn't be more obvious for those working at Set Free Ministries, where counselors are helping people discover the freedom found in God's Word. Pete Knorr of Set Free says,
one of the challenges is just the burden that you feel to help so many people, and the challenge of setting maybe sometimes proper boundaries, because you can get absolutely overwhelmed if you're not careful, and yet you want to be available.
But even as the Set Free team faces both physical and spiritual challenges, they get to witness powerful stories of transformation time and again.
Seeing people that were previously hopeless with eyes clearly indicating desperation and leaving after we've worked with them with hope and encouragement and a joy. You know, they may not be immediately well, but we see a lot of people that experience tremendous healing.
Get connected to this ministry at missionnews.org. And stories of love abound on Valentine's Day. But what does real love look like? For Gary Edmonds in Food for the Hungry, it's lived out in relationships that restore dignity and self-worth, relationships that were broken when sin entered the world.
Four primary relationships were broken. Relationship with God, a relationship with ourselves, a relationship with the created order. But the fourth part of that is a relationship with others.
Mentorship is a powerful tool in restoring relationship as Food for the Hungry works to end all forms of human poverty. And Food for the Hungry offers both savings groups and cascade groups so that women can help other women with everything from managing money to nutrition and childcare. Only 4% of people caught in severe poverty will ever rise to fulfill their hopes and dreams. But mentorship transforms that number.
If you walk with them, if you coach, if you mentor them, it rises literally to about 88% actually begin to move forward in fulfilling their hopes, their dreams, their aspirations.
Edmund says it's those dreams that compel Food for the Hungry to keep investing in the lives of the vulnerable.
We want there to be a place of training, encouragement, of simply just love, of walking alongside of these people, because by doing so, they're going to rise to a whole new place of what it is to be human and to be self-sustaining in their own lives.
The details on all three of these stories can be found at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us through iTunes and TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.